I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. After 44 years of skating in the National Hockey League, the Washington Capitals are on the verge of winning their first ever Stanley Cup.
We've done a great job of not getting ahead of ourselves. We haven't been getting too high or too low, whether the other team scores, we score, we win, or they win. We've been pretty level-headed through this whole thing, and it seems like everyone's just really excited to go out for their next shift and get the job done.
TJ Oshie, who scored twice Monday in a huge 6-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights to take a commanding 3-1 series lead in the best of seven finals. Goalie Braden Holtby has been growing more dominant in the net as his confidence builds and past adversity fades.
Anytime there's adversity, if you take the right mindset and support yourself, surround yourself with the right people, you can come out stronger. And it's fun. That's why we play. It's to try and challenge yourself in different areas to see what you can push yourself through. And our group has done that as a whole this year, too.
Oshie seems to be making impossible shots off balance and from his knees. He's not sure how he does it, but the experience goes back to when he was a kid.
A lot of time in the backyard, rollerblades, sticking on through leaves, maybe. I don't know. It's just something that I sometimes find ways to do. Half the time I don't even really know what's going on, and it just ends up on the stick. So played soccer before the game last two games. Maybe that's helped me.
As the fans in Washington savor the moment and rally around the club, the players are right in the middle of the fans. Oshie rode the Washington Metro subway to the arena before Game 5.
I had a little mishap today. I'm not going to name him, but someone that borrowed me one of their cards only had 35 cents on it. So Metro, I'm not sure exactly how much that ride was, but I owe you big time.
It's been a long, tough road for the Washington Capitals, who have faltered so many times in the past.
We're trying to write our own story here, and it seems like the rest of the city is on board with that. So we're gonna go about our business. We don't really dwell on the game before, let alone the things that have happened in years past. There's been heartbreak here, we know that, but I think that's kind of scarred over and has made us a little stronger for it. We'll just keep pressing on, keep working, and try to do something pretty cool here.
Regardless of how the season went, that's a pretty cool deal to accomplish.
9 3-point shots, an NBA Finals record for Golden State Warriors star Stephon Curry in Game 2 as the Warriors defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 122-103.
I never woke up and was like, all right, let's go get 9 threes and get the record. It's more so just about playing the game the right way, having good intentions out there on the court, and good things happen. So pretty special night, and hopefully some more special things happen to get two more wins.
Curry and the Warriors were dominant from the opening tip-off.
Energy and effort and physicality and all that from the jump was pretty dialed in, and it gave us a lot of momentum and confidence to have a better start to the game and then sustain that over 48 minutes for sure.
With Golden State up 2-0 in the best of seven championship series, even Cleveland superstar LeBron James is impressed by the Warriors.
It starts with those four guys, obviously the four all-stars, and everyone else just does their job, and they don't miss a beat when they put someone in or they take someone out.
He knows Cleveland has to keep fighting if it's going to have any chance to catch up.
This is the last team in the world that you want to relax against. They've proven that they can win on someone else's floor in any fashion, in any way. So I will continue to stay uncomfortable, and I hope our guys continue to stay uncomfortable.
Golden State's Klay Thompson added 20 points playing on a tender left leg to put the defending champions two games away from another title. But he's seen Cleveland come from behind in the playoffs this year.
We're extremely focused. This team has been down 2-0 in the last series and came back to win it. So it's nothing to feel happy about, being up 2-0.
LeBron James is disappointed being in an 0-2 deficit for the third straight year. But no matter the result, he loves to play.
Nothing would ever take the love of the game away from me. I think the competition is something I live for, something I wake up every day and train my body for and train my mind for. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks to lose, that's for sure. But it definitely won't stop me from preparing to be better the next day.
James went 10 for 20, showing few signs his shot was altered after being poked in the eye in game one.
My daughter don't like the way I look right now. Yeah, she didn't like the FaceTime that we had earlier. She was a little weirded out about it, but I'll be fine.
Whether it's Golden State or Cleveland holding the NBA trophy, both teams seem united. They will not go to the White House in Washington to celebrate.
No matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anybody, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
On Monday, President Donald Trump had disinvited the Philadelphia Eagles from what was to be a celebration of their Super Bowl victory and relabeled it a celebration of the American flag. On May 31st, the Eagles said 81 members of the organization, including players, coaches, management, and support personnel, had committed to attend. But media reports say as few as 5 to 10 players had planned to attend. Spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the event was changed because the Eagles had tried to change their scheduled visit.
If this wasn't a political stunt by the Eagles franchise, then they wouldn't have planned to attend the event and then backed out at the last minute. And if it wasn't a political stunt, then they wouldn't have attempted to reschedule the visit when they knew that the president was going to be overseas. And if this wasn't a political stunt, they wouldn't have waited until Monday, well after 1,000 of their fans had traveled and taken time out of their schedules to offer only a tiny handful of representatives to attend the event.
Trump said Monday the Eagles disagreed with his insistence that all NFL players proudly stand for the national anthem as a tribute to the military and country.
The president thinks that people should stand for the national anthem, particularly when it comes to the NFL. It's not about a particular team. It's about having pride in our country and about being respectful to the men and women who have fought and died to preserve our country.
All Eagles players, however, stood for the anthem last season, despite kneeling protests by players on other teams. The incident seems to have set the tone across all sports regarding the immediate future of the tradition of visiting the White House after winning a championship.
Winning a Super Bowl or winning a Stanley Cup or winning a World Series or winning an NBA championship or a national championship is way bigger than getting invited to the White House.
Thorbjørn Olsen of Denmark now has 5 European golf titles on his resume, but his latest is something new for him.
To come from behind and win, I haven't tried that in my career so far, so that was very special.
Olsen prevailed by one shot over Francesco Molinari of Italy at the Italian Open.
It means the world, obviously. These are the biggest tournament we play besides the majors. And there's just a different atmosphere, I think, with all those players, and you can feel you're coming to a Rolex series when you play here, and that makes it even more special for me to stand on top and to get that win.
Molinari, coming off a win at the BMW PGA Championship, nearly pulled off a second straight win, but was happy he was in contention.
I gave him my best, and I was a little bit low on energies early in the week, as I said. Yesterday, today, I felt great, feeding off the crowds. I come back next year and try to go to do one better.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.